Just coming back to the river after having walked past the third cataract, when Willow joined me as I walked my horse. He eyed the big black nervously and got around where I would be between it and him. He asked, "Are you guys really the Black Company?"
"The one and only. The evil, mean, rude, crude, nasty, and sometimes even unpleasant Black Company.
You never spent any time in the military, did you?"
"As little as I could. Man, last I heard there was 1,000 of you guys. What happened?"
"Times got hard up north. A year ago we were down to 7 men.
How long ago did you leave the Empire?"
"Way back. Me and Cordy bugged out of Roses maybe a year after you guys were in there, after that rebel general Raker. I wasn't much more than a kid. We sort of drifted from one thing to another, headed south. First thing you know, we was across the Sea of Torments. Then we got into some trouble with the Imperials, so we had to get out of the Empire. Then we just kept drifting, a little bit this year, a little bit that. We hooked up with Blade. Next thing you know, here we are down here. What are you guys doing here?"
"Going home." That was all I needed to tell him.
He knew plenty about us if he had come to us knowing Taglios was on our itinerary, but not our final destination. I said, "In a military outfit, it's not acceptable behavior for just anybody to walk up and start shooting the shit with the commander any time they feel like it. I try to keep this outfit looking military. It intimidates the yokels."
"Yeah, gotcha. Channels and all that. Right."
He went away.
His Taglios was a long way off. I figured we had time to sort his bunch out. So why press?
Chapter 22. Taglios. We returned to the river and sailed down to the second cataract. Faster traffic had carried the word that the boys were back. Idon, a bizarre strip of a town, was a ghost city. We saw not a dozen souls there. Once again we had come to a place where the Black Company was remembered. That made me uncomfortable. What had our four brethren done down here? The annals went on about the pastel wars, but did not recall the sort of excesses that would terrify the descendants of the survivors forever. Below Idon, while we waited to find a barge master with guts enough to take us south, I had Mergen plant the standard. Mogaba, as serious as ever, got a ditch dug and our encampment lightly fortified. I swiped a boat and crossed the river and climbed the hills to the ruins of Chon Delor. I spent a day roaming that haunted memorial to a dead god, alone except for crows, always wondering about the sort of men who had gone before me. I suspected and feared that they had been men very much like me, men caught in the rhythm and motion and pace, unable to wriggle free. The analyst who recorded the epic struggle that took place while the company was in service to the Pain God had written a lot of words, sometimes going into too great a detail about daily minutiae, but he had had very little to say about the men with whom he had served. Most had left their mark only when he recorded their passing. I have been accused of the same. It has been said that too often when I bother to mention someone in particular, it is only as